Hi, welcome folks to another special edition of Adrian and Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Sabrina.
And we're here with Sabrina Fala. We got a special guest that we're going to interview for this show.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome. Sabrina's here with us. We're going to get to play a lot of her tracks from her latest release and find out a bit about the songs. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh gosh, our pleasure. So excited to have you here.
So for our listeners, how would you describe yourself, Sabrina?
I'm a rock singer. I write my own music. I play the guitar. Green Day is my major influence. I love to perform.
That's very nice.
Awesome.
Anthony's a little bit of a fanboy. He really likes her music. This would be our, I think, our third show with Sabrina's music on it.
Probably.
At least our third show.
Yeah.
How do you feel knowing that you've got such a fan in the area?
I feel happy.
All right. We're going to kick this off with the first track on the record, All or Nothing. Anything you want to tell us about this, Sabrina?
It's basically a party song. I mentioned in the song that we're driving to Montreal, so I put some of that in there. And, you know, it's just a fun song just to dance along with it.
Awesome. Here we go with All or Nothing.
Night is the crowd that won't back down. The whites of their eyes like a fire that won't go out. And they run with their feet on the street and under the lights where the night doesn't reach. There's a car going up to Montreal. Up like a shot as the right foot falls to the floor and the roar and the radio calls. With a stone cold smile, put a bill in his hand and go straight to the line at the back of the room where the light doesn't shine at all. There's a beat like a heart that cannot be stopped. There's a voice in your head that you can't turn off. For the rest of the night there's an autumn bomb. Crank it aloud, crank it louder. All or nothing.
Where did you record that song?
It released in 2012. I recorded it in England with Stuart Epps. He has worked with Elton John, Oasis, Twisted Sister, Led Zeppelin. I got the opportunity to work with him and it was very nice. Very nice.
It sounds great. It sounds big studio type of deal, big production. You can really feel the quality when you listen to it.
I mean, it's an awesome tune too.
Yeah, it sounds like it belongs on the radio.
Thank you. Nice. Stuart actually said that song would be the hit. But it actually is on mainstream stations.
I'm not surprised by that at all. It's a great track. We're going to go with One Chance next. Anything you would like to tell us about this one?
One Chance is very close to my heart. It's about wanting the guy you like to go out with you. And it's one of my favorite songs to start off with at my shows. It's very upbeat and it gets the crowd going. So it's a fun song to perform.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how Anthony feels about his favorite person as well. We'll get to hear that.
racing hard in class today. When I see that smile come my way, and it's sad for me with a concrete chin to get knocked down, get up again. I don't want to stay behind these walls. I don't want to wait for him to call me. I just want to take the time it takes to make him know if only I had one chance to take me with you. One more chance to make me feel the way you make me feel. And every day I know that we'll be together. One chance is all I need. And one more chance to make you see. You and I will always have one more chance and one more laugh. One more smile that makes us sad. Days go by in 3 more weeks, and I'm stuck behind these memories. And it's hard for me to just let go, to just move on and start again. I don't want to stay behind these walls. I don't want to wait for him to call me. I just want to take the time it takes to make him know if only I had one chance to take me with you. One more chance to make me feel the way you make me feel. And every day I know that we'll be together. One chance is all I need. And one more chance to make you see. You and I will always have one more chance and one more laugh. One more smile that makes us. I want the world around me stop spinning around. All the lights around me fade and flickers out. If you say you need me, don't say it's over now. One chance to take me with you. One more chance to make me feel the way you make me feel. And every day I know that we'll be together. One chance is all I need. And one more chance to make you see. You and I will always have one more chance. One chance to take me with you. One more chance to make me feel the way you make me feel. And every day I know that we'll be together. One chance is all I need. And one more chance to make you see. That you and I will always have just one more chance. You and me.
Yeah, Sabrina Fallow, One Chance.
That really felt like Green Day.
Yep, there's some Green Day influence in there for sure.
Aside from the lyrics, you write the songs as well?
I co-wrote it. That song, I wrote it, and I brought it to my co-writer, and then we approved upon it to make it commercial sounding. And I made sure all the songs that I wrote were good for radio play. So I had to follow certain structures in my songwriting to get it on the radio. There's a certain formula you have to follow.
That's interesting. I never realized that. Is it written down somewhere, or do you have to like know somebody?
I don't know. It's just the way you write. It has to grab the person, the DJ, to play it. Well, that's what I've been hearing. You have to write a certain way to get it on the radio.
It certainly worked for Anthony. Yeah, he was definitely grabbed.
All right, we're going with Breakthrough next. Anything you want to tell us about this song?
Okay, so Breakthrough is also very close to my heart. Just so you know, I write a lot about what I go through and what others go through, and I like to help people through my music. So Breakthrough is about breaking through your fears, building up confidence, and going for your dream. And I kind of wrote that song about me when I was trying to build confidence, so it helps me and others. So just go for your dream.
Nice message. Let's hear it.
Hold out your hand, open your eyes, stare at the sun as you stand there, realize, never give in, never give up, never give out what you got when you got what you love. All around me the air is thin, all around me the no escape for
Great set.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Very nice.
So next track we're going to play is Ask. Anything you want to tell us about this track?
Never be afraid to ask for help.
Do you hear that, Anthony?
Do. Clearly a female wrote this. Guys, never ask for help.
All right. It's true, though. No, it's important to ask for help. And thank you very much, Sabrina, for reminding us.
All right, here we go.
You whom you hire on the verge of what you want to do. Your feet the fence they're on is new. Where do you land? Apprehension, not to mention you're a ball of nerves that can't relax the fireworks way out of hand. Pace the floor, flip a coin, take a breath and see the signs over the rest of what you haven't done. Brace yourself, let it let it smash against your skin as you stand waiting for the plan. Ask for help, for more direction than men. The size of a million questions. And ask for more, ask forgiveness. Ask yourself if you're still in this. Coming in last, all you gotta do is ask. gotta do is ask. Frantic fluster on the bus, there's someone staring back. Irritation, aggravation in my head. Pins and needles, almost lethal, like a heart attack. When I crash, the cars that pass leave me for dead. Pace the floor, flip a coin, take a breath and see the signs. Over the rest of what you haven't done. Brace yourself, let it in, let it smash against your skin as you stand. Waiting for the plan, ask for help, for more direction. The moon, the stars, a million questions. And ask for more, ask forgiveness. Ask yourself if you're still in this. Coming in last, all you gotta do is ask. All you gotta do is ask. Oh.
What a great song.
Yeah, great tune. Thank you.
Thanks.
Might I ask something? When you composed the melody originally, what do you use? Do you use a guitar? Do you use a piano? What do you use?
Guitar.
Yeah. Same as Anthony when he composes something, except the end result.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding. Thanks, he doesn't pal. Compose. You need talent for that.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Let's hear it.
Let's talk about Sorry. Sorry is going to be the next song that we play. Anything you'd like to tell us about that, please?
Sorry is about walking away from person you're with because it's just not working out.
That's right. He's considering that. So I have to say, I'm sorry. I apologize, Anthony, for making fun of your musical endeavors. I didn't mean it. And if you'll take me back, I'll do better next time.
Let's hear this great track.
There's so much pain, too many games you played, so many ups and downs. In this world, I've seen my share of heartache. When I look around, tears of broken promises, fears and no more honesty. I've had enough of this. So sorry that I had to walk away. Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry that I left you on this day. I'm fed up, no more sick of this metaphor. Tired of lies, tired of life. But there's nothing I like, it's going my way. Over and all I can say is damn sorry.
right, and we're back after another great song from Sabrina Fowler.
Yeah, that was Sorry.
The name of the song was Sorry. We're not sorry.
Yeah.
No, that was Sorry. That's what I said. That's the name of the track.
You didn't specify the whole thing about the name of the track. That's why I clarified.
No, I think I did. It's just for the short bus folks like you. Might have been a little confusing.
So, please, it's developmentally challenged.
My apologies, Adrian. Developmentally challenged. We're going to move on to Breakthrough. What would you like to tell us about this one, Sabrina?
You mean Kiss is a Killer?
No, Breakthrough is the next one.
You already did Breakthrough. Yes.
You're right.
Speaking of developmentally challenged folks, so when we do snafus like this, usually I would edit it out, you know, wouldn't be in the final cut. There's no reason to bother the listeners with that sort of thing. So I would have taken that out if it wasn't for Anthony's developmentally challenged comments earlier on. I think that goes to show who's on the winning side of that argument.
Karma. All right, Kiss is a Killer. What would you like to tell us about this one?
I recorded this song in Nashville with Kent Wells, who works with Dolly Parton and is one of her bandmates. I co-wrote this song with Bill DeLuigi. The story is when I walked into the room, he said, Kiss is a Killer. And I'm like, the Kiss kills you? Like, what? He's like, no, the Kiss is good. I said, oh. So he thought of the name. And then for the theme, I thought of Greece with the popular guys and the leather pants and the jacket and the guys gives the best kisses, you know.
All right.
Cool.
It sounds like a really cool story. Plus, we get to hear how a Nashville-produced song sounds as opposed to a London-produced song. I'm a big fan of Dolly Parton myself. Anthony has no taste. Or do you like Dolly Parton, Anthony?
Who doesn't?
I actually sang in her booth.
Really?
I actually stood where she stands. I didn't see her because she didn't come into the studio while I was there. But man, I saw all of her awards on the wall and everything.
Let's hear if we can tell how this went down.
And we're back.
Welcome back, folks, to the second half of our very special musical adventure. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Sabrina.
Yay, Sabrina Fala. Very nice. So the last song we played before the break was Kiss the Killer. Sabrina was telling us that she recorded in Nashville. I mentioned how her voice sounded very natural. And Sabrina, you were telling us what your requirements are when you go into the studio.
I like to sound raw, not so polished and auto-tuned. So I'm very specific. It's like, please don't. You can do whatever you want with the production, with the band, add the edge, but please keep the voice the way I sang it, because I want it to sound like me when I'm singing live.
It really helps to have a great voice like yours when you ask for those kinds of things. If I was me, it wouldn't work out so well, but yeah. Very nice. I really like the song.
Yeah, it's awesome. Next song, Stuck Up. Anything you'd like to tell us about this, please?
Well, when I was co-writing that song in Nashville, I was going through writer's block. So I was stuck. And for some reason later on, I'm like, up. So I just thought of Stuck Up. Now, I don't know anybody who is stuck up, but thank God I don't. But people who are stuck up think they know everything.
That's me.
So
now you know somebody. Congratulations. You're a winner.
All right. Here we go with Stuck Up.
So far above it all, and I'm down below. You act like you'll never fall, but what you don't know, that's what Humpty Dumpty thought. The world revolved around him until he got a face full of the ground that's coming at you now.
Sabrina's great song about people who are like me, stuck up.
That's right.
Very nice.
Oh, geez.
Yes. Next up is Didn't Last. Anything you'd like to tell us about this one, Sabrina?
That the relationship didn't last because the guy mistreated the girl badly. And there's no way that girl is going to give that guy a second chance. No more chances. It's done. Finito.
Perfect.
I really like the message there. I've got two daughters.
I have three.
He's got three daughters. Yeah, but my kids like me, so there's a difference. I'm kidding. Not all my kids like me and not all his kids like him. So it's like a thing. But that being said, I feel the message. You definitely should not stick around. Somebody doesn't treat you good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to reconsider this whole show now.
All right, here we go. All right, that's Didn't Last with Sabrina Fala.
Really enjoyed it. Got that Nashville sound, I think. I don't know.
I'm sorry, awesome rock sound.
It's got that more natural voice component to it as well. So I really enjoyed it. Plus, I like the message. It was good.
Yeah, it's to the point.
It's very important.
Yeah. Paradise Comes with a Price. What would you like to tell us?
Yeah. So Paradise Comes with a Price is about depression. I was thinking about Robin Williams when I was writing that song.
Okay.
That was the time when he passed. And I thought, you know, a lot of people in this world are dealing with mental health. So when I was writing this song in Nashville with Joe, we were like, let's write a song that can help people. Instead of writing about depression, let's write about not letting go and to move forward and to hold on. And just one day you'll see that light to make you feel better again. So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Here we go.
Hotel room, bloodshot eyes looking to leave the gloom, climbing up that stairway where you can almost taste the sky, and dropping through the atmosphere, asking yourself why through tears, that needle in your vein feels like ice. On a night like this you don't think twice. You come crashing down, you can't let go and touch the ground. Is that what you really want, to leave this world right now? So stuck in hopelessness, deep in your own darknesses, you push yourself to the edge. Leave that note behind.
Great, really enjoying this. This is something that we do every once in a while, you know, have singers, artists on our show. But yeah. This time around, I think that
we really got lucky. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Speaking of winner, I heard something about a contest.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the CBC Searchlight contest.
Very cool.
That's based in Canada. And I'm in the first round till Thursday at 3 p.m. voting stops for my song Hurt. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to hear her in the next segment, actually.
Yeah, I don't think this show is going to air before the voting stops, unfortunately. But we'll be looking forward to see what happens. We're rooting for you, and we're definitely going to go vote.
Yeah, we'll get online and do our part, too.
Plus, we can put it on Facebook and whatnot.
Yep, definitely.
Very cool. All right.
All right, we're going to kick it off with one of Sabrina's most requested tracks, The Frontline. Anything you'd like to tell us about this?
The Frontline is about going for your dream and knowing that in life, as you're trying to pursue something, sometimes you're going to lose your friends along the way and then you have to make some new ones. But just remember, as you go up that hill. Actually, based on something that I went through, because I lost a lot of friends as I was going up in my career. And I just said, you know what, if they were really my friends, they would have stayed. So just know that along the way, you're going to make some new ones. Just keep on going and don't stop.
Awesome.
Love the positivity. Let's hear it. Was a great song. I could hear some reminiscences of Avril Lavigne, some
Joan Jett.
Very nice. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, really awesome. All right, so next track we're going to hear is Everything. Anything you'd like to tell us about this one?
Everything was actually written by Chris Burkett and his daughter, and he gave it to me because he thought that my voice would suit the song. So I said, sure, I'll try it. And Everything is about peer pressure, what you go through as a teenager, trying to fit in. And I'm like, wait a second, that is so me as a teenager. You're trying to be fitting in and with the popular people. But yeah, so that's what that song's about.
Cool.
Very nice. Let's hear it.
Every
was another great song from Sabrina Fowler.
Yeah, Everything.
Very nice.
Everything, yeah.
Cool. So coming up, I don't want to say we saved the best for last, but kind of. This is the song that's currently in the contest. Hurt. Would you like to tell us more about it, Sabrina?
So Hurt is about a friendship that I had to walk away from because my friend wasn't supporting me in the way I thought she would with my music. So if you're not feeling the friendship is there anymore and you're having these bad negative feelings, sometimes you have to walk away from someone in your life. It's not easy. It took me a very long time to make that step, but I'm so happy I did because I got a nice song out of it and I feel so much better inside. I don't have that feeling of somebody holding me back.
All right. Well, here. Can't wait to hear it. Let's go.
Sitting on this floor tonight, above the broken boulevard, teardrops falling, midnight calling, holding tight to this guitar. Can't stop thinking about all the things you did to me, trying to find a melody that doesn't sound like misery. Hurt, hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start the healing in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. I needed someone, you were never there. You had to star in your own show. You didn't care about what I wanted, but I'm finally letting go of the hurt. Hurt, it's only a feeling. Hurt, hurt, the pain can start to heal in my soul. Such a hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt. Since the day I said goodbye, I'm better off without you. Sometimes the truth can hurt. A hard four-letter word. No one deserves this kind of hurt.
Very nice. Well, that was a different song to end the show on.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great track.
It was, yes.
This track, is this one that you wrote, Sabrina?
I co-wrote it with Bill DeLuigi in Nashville, and he told me because this song was very close to my heart that I should write it. So what happened was the second verse in that song was actually all my lyrics. And he helped me with the first verse and then we put it together. But he said, you tell me the story and we write it down exactly the way you want because it's very close to my heart. And I'm pretty much saying the truth in the song. Like, I'm pretty firm about it.
Wow, great track.
Yeah.
Great track. Sounded different, but amazing. Very good. Well, hopefully Sabrina Fowler is going to join us again some other time. We propositioned her to be a co-host sometime after this pandemic ends.
That's right.
Yeah.
We really definitely appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us, Sabrina. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
All right. So that's it for this episode. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Sabrina.
Be good to each other.